All stations, this is KE0FOE, Caleb in Branson, Missouri. I'll be acting as net control for the Skywarn Youthnet. Before we begin, are there any stations on frequency with time value or emergency traffic? Please call now. This is KE0FOE. Okay, nothing heard. The purpose of the Skywarn Youthnet is to provide a forum to encourage young amateur radio operators and their families to key up and get out on the air and to create an educational awareness among all operators about Skywarn and basic weather facts. All hams of all ages are encouraged to check in and support this net. Stand by, more follows. KE0FOE continuing, the Skywarn Youthnet meets on the KE0FOE-L Echolink node, All Star Link nodes 60734 and 65014, the Brandmeister DMR Talk Group 31686, the YSF Reflector 31686, and on participating amateur radio repeaters every Sunday evening at 7:30 Central or Monday at 0130 UTC. Information about the Skywarn Youthnet, including a list of participating repeaters and Echolink and other VOIP nodes, is available online on our website, skywarnyouth.net. Stand by, more follows. KE0FOE continuing, the Skywarn Youthnet first takes check-ins from any and all hams who are short of time and would like to check in without traffic. After short time, we call for any VOIP stations and then for stations in specific locations. If we don't call your location or you miss your location, we do a final call for check-ins from anyone anywhere, including rechecks, before we close the net. Stand by, more follows. KE0FOE continuing, join Skywarn Youth ham radio operators for the second year in a row as we operate Special Event Station N0A, November 0 Alpha, March 15th through March 29th in an effort to encourage hams throughout the U.S. and around the world to learn about severe weather awareness. We plan to operate single sideband and FT8 on almost all HF bands. We will be on the air at various times of the day and night as time permits. If you don't have access to HF radio, then be sure to check in to at least one of our nets during the Special Event Station's operational period. Those nets will take place on March 15th, March 22nd, and March 29th. All check-ins to those nets will be added to our N0A Special Event log. We look forward to contacting you and many more hams, so please spread the word and be sure to give us some contacts and say hello. Stand by, more follows. KE0FOE continuing, before we open the Skywarn Youthnet to check-ins, I would like to invite all stations as you check in to share any current or recent weather conditions and observations for your area. I'll go first. Here in Branson, Missouri, it is currently 46 degrees with cloudy skies and some rain. I had a high today of 62 degrees and a low this morning of 44 degrees. And a precipitation during the past week has been 0.14 inches. Standby, more follows.
This is KF7, okay. KI calling for a radio check.
Okay, we are now opening the net to any and all short-time check-ins not using the PRA system in the Pacific Northwest. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. Any short-time stations outside of the PRA system, please call now. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Youthnet.
KN6WOW, Kilo November 6, Whiskey Oscar Whiskey. This is John in Porter Ranch, California, a suburb of Los Angeles County. Our temperature presently is 73 degrees. We had a beautiful day with blue skies today and a light breeze at 8 miles per hour. Back to net.
All right, let me stop right there. I acknowledge KN6WOW, John in Porter Ranch, California, with 73 degrees. Thank you, John, so much for the check-in. And the reason why I jump in so quickly is I almost forgot to read tonight's trivia question. So if anybody is interested, please feel free to give a guess, but here is the question. So as we kick off severe weather awareness in the month of March, tonight's weather trivia question focuses on the biggest danger forms. So, here's the question. What is the number one killer among thunderstorm hazards in the United States? So please feel free to give a guess when you check in. I'll write it down and reveal the answer at the end of the net. Okay, sorry about that. So one more call for any other short-time stations outside of the PRA system. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn YouthNet.
N6ZAR, November 6, Zulu Alpha Romeo, Scott in Eastvale, California. Current temperature is 79 degrees, coming off a high today of 83. And my guess for the trivia is lightning. N6ZAR, back to you.
83, AJN. Anna in Beaver, Pennsylvania. 23 degrees. Can you also check in Ray, N3DQD? And our guest is lightning.
All right, I copy three stations there. I acknowledge N6ZAR, ZAR, Scott, in Eastvale, California, with 79 degrees and 83 degree high, with a guess of lightning for the trivia. Thank you, Scott, for that. I also acknowledge KD3AJN, Anna, in Beaver, Pennsylvania, with 83 degrees. Quite a difference in temperature there. With a proxy for N3DQD, Ray, also in Beaver, Pennsylvania, and you both guessed lightning for the trivia. Thank you so much for that as well. So I'll be clear with those stations now and do one more call. Any other short-time stations outside of the PRA system, please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn YouthNet.
This is KE2FCZ, Kilo Echo 2, Foxtrot, Charlie Zulu, Woody in Big Flats, New York. Temperature 18 degrees Fahrenheit. Sky is partly cloudy. Winds out of the west with a slight breeze. I have no further traffic. 73 is to all.
KF8FWS. Kilo Foxtrot 8. Foxtrot Whiskey Sierra. Brian, Cassopolis, Michigan. 27 degrees. Partly cloudy. Calm. No further traffic.
All right, I copied two stations there. I copied KE2FCZ, Woody in New York, with 18 degrees and partly cloudy, and KF8FWS, Brian in Cassopolis, Michigan, with 27 degrees and partly cloudy as well. Thank you both so much for checking into the Skywarn YouthNet. I don't believe I've heard you before, so welcome. We do this net every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Central Time or 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time, so please do feel free to join us again in the future if you can. We certainly appreciate your support. And for more information about our net, please do check out our website, skywarnyouth.net, just like the name of the net here. Okay. I'll be clear with those stations now and do one more call for any other short-time check-ins outside of the PRA system in the Pacific Northwest. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control.
KF0DM, check-in only.
WB6WNI, Whiskey Bravo 6, Whiskey November India, Gary in San Jose, yes, checking in early. 61 degrees, cloudy, and lightning for the answer. Back to you, Caleb.
All right, I copied two more stations there. KF0DM, Russ in Baxter Springs, Kansas, check-in only. Thank you, Russ. And WB6WNI, Gary in San Jose, California, checking in early with 61 degrees, cloudy, and a guess of lightning for the trivia. Thank you both so much for checking in. I really appreciate it, and it's great to hear from you both. All right, I'll be clear with you and do one more call now for any other short-time stations outside of the PRA system. Please call now.
KN0LZE, Kilo November 0, Lincoln Zebra Edward, Todd, Redstone Arsenal, Alabama.
All right, I copied one more station there. Kilo November 0, Lima Zulu Echo, Todd in Redstone, Alabama. Did you have anything for the net tonight, Todd?
KN0LZE, negative, nothing for the net. I just logged on coming through the door, so I didn't catch the question or anything. checking in and just listening.
Okay, well, very good there, Todd. Thanks for checking in and listening to our net. We really appreciate it. But I don't believe I've heard you before, so just so you know, we're here every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Central Time. If you'd like to join us again in the future, we'd certainly appreciate to hear from you again. And for more information about our net and all the ways you can get into it, please do check out our website, skywarnyouth.net, just like the name of the net. All right, one more call. Any other short-time stations outside of the PRA system before we move on? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control. Okay, nothing else heard there. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams in Oregon and throughout the Pacific Northwest via the Peak Radio Association linked repeaters. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments, traffic, or a guess to tonight's trivia question, which is, what is the number one killer among thunderstorm hazards in the United States? This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youth Net. Please call now.
Well, this is Bob, AG7FR. That's Alpha Golf 7, Foxtrot Romeo, Klamath Falls, Oregon. Currently 46 degrees, light rain, no traffic, and no comment on the trivia question.
Katie GVL, Kilo Golf, Delta 8, Golf Victor Lima, Trinidad, Medford, Oregon. 55 degrees, raining, and the answer for tonight's trivia question is lightning.
All right, let me stop right there. I acknowledge AG7FR, Bob in Klamath Falls, Oregon, with 46 degrees and light rain. Thank you, Bob, for checking in. And I also acknowledge, I think I got the call sign wrong, Kilo Delta 8 Golf Victor Lima, Trinidad and Medford, Oregon, with 55 degrees, rain, and I guess of lightning. Trinidad, can you give me your call again? I think I misheard you.
You got it correct. How you doing tonight, Caleb?
All right, thank you, Trinidad, for the confirmation. Yeah, doing okay here. I'm just kind of trying to keep up with the check-ins. I felt like I was falling behind a little at first, but it seems to be going okay now. But thank you so much for joining us on the net tonight. I really appreciate the support, and I hope we'll hear you again soon. So I'll be clear with those stations now and do one more call. Are there any other stations in the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system wishing to check into the Skywarn Youth Net tonight? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control.
KE7PMN, Kilo Echo 7, Papa Mike November, Paul in Medford, Oregon, 52 and moderate rain, and my guess is hypothermia.
All right, I'll stop right there. I think I might have had a double, but I did hear one station much louder. I heard KE7PMN, Paul, in Medford, Oregon, with 52 degrees light rain, and a guess of hypothermia for the trivia question. Thank you for that, Paul. If there was another station who tried to check in, please try again. I didn't copy anything.
Medford, Oregon. I'm actually in Central Point.
Okay, I think I had another double there, two very weak signals. I heard one station that I thought was November 7, November India Tango, and then the other station who said they were in Medford or actually Central Point. The station in Central Point, can you please try again?
Kilo, Golf, 7, Uniform, Juliet, it's Brandon in Central Point. No guess on the trivia. Thank you. KG7UUJ, no further traffic.
All right, thank you, Brandon. KG7UUJ in Central Point, Oregon. Thank you for coming back to me. Now, if there was another station, what I think I copied was November 7, November India Tango. If you could try again, correct me if I'm wrong. Give me your name, location, and anything else you have. Please try now. Okay, maybe I have the call wrong, but if there was another station trying to check in and double dip, please try again. All right, negative copy. If that station was trying, you're just too weak, I'm afraid. So moving right along, thank you, Brandon, for coming back to me. I appreciate you. So I'll be clear with those stations and do one more call now. Any other stations throughout the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system wishing to check into the Skywarn Youth Net tonight, please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control.
KK7TIL, Kilo, Kilo 7, Tango, India, Lima. Richard in Winston, Oregon. We've got 53 degrees, light rain, and calm winds at the time. Back to Ned.
Oof, all right, a lot of noise on the repeater here, but I did copy KK7TIL Richard in Winston, Oregon, with 53 degrees, light rain, and calm. Thank you so much, Richard, for checking in tonight. I appreciate it, and it's great to hear from you. So I'll be clear with you now and do one more call. Any other stations throughout the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system, before we move on, please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control. All right, nothing else heard there. We are now opening the net to any and all hams to check in via any of our VOIP networks. This includes the KE0FOE-L Echolink node, all Starlink nodes 60734 and 65014, the Brandmeister DMR Talk Group 31686, the Yaesu System Fusion Reflector 31686, and any other participating VOIP nodes. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments, traffic, or a guess to tonight's trivia question, which is, what is the number one killer among thunderstorm hazards in the United States? This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youth Net.
N8OAY, November 8, Oscar Alpha Yankee, Dave, Huntsville, Alabama. We have 61 degrees and fair skies with humidity of 52%. And new guests on the trivia question. And FYI, the 145.330 Huntsville repeater did not link up tonight. N8OAY.
Whiskey Delta Zero, Romeo Echo Whiskey, WD0REW, Durin, Springfield, Missouri, 43 degrees. My guess for the trivia question is flooding.
All right, I copied two stations there, N8OAY, Dave in Huntsville, Alabama, with 61 degrees, clear, and 52% humidity, Dave. And also, I wanted to comment there, according to my All-Star node, the node is completely offline, the one in Huntsville, so there's absolutely no way for me to link in to you tonight. So thank you for coming over to me to check in. I appreciate it. And also I acknowledge WD0REW Drew in Springfield, Missouri, with 43 degrees and a guess of flooding for the trivia question. Thanks so much for participating, Drew. I appreciate it. So I'll be clear with those stations now and do another call. Are there any other VOIP check-ins? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youth Net.
WD0REW with the recheck.
Okay, I copied WD0REW with the recheck. Go ahead.
Yeah, Caleb, did you get my email yesterday morning about being available on the 29th?
Yes, I did, Drew, and sorry, I need to get back to you, but I guess I can just tell you now. Because of the N0A event, it's the last day of it. I really want to do that one, and the 22nd is also the first day of the N0A event, so I guess, sadly, because Jack responded to me sooner, I gave him the other dates, so I'll just need to reach out to you in April if you want to try running a net then, so... I hope that answers your question.
All right, thank you very much. I'll see what days I'm available in April when that comes up. WD0REW will be clear.
All right, very good. I'll reach out to you then. So I'll be clear with WD0REW. All right, one more call now. Are there any other VOIP check-ins for the Skywarn Ethernet? Please call now. This is KE0FOE. Okay, nothing heard there. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams via the N5XQK repeater at 147.09 MHz serving the Rogers County, Oklahoma area. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments, traffic, or a guest to tonight's trivia question, which is, what is the number one killer among thunderstorm hazards in the United States? This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Ethernet.
Jacob, please check in. Kilo, India 5, Whiskey, Delta, Mike. KI5WDM, Donald in the Osage.
Also, here is KA5OUG.
All right, let me stop right there. Acknowledge two stations. KI5WDM, Donald in the Osage, and KA5OUG, I believe that's Charles. Donald, did you have anything for the net tonight?
Yeah, hello, Jacob. Well, my weather here in Osage County in Oklahoma is 43 degrees with a real feel of 35. We got a northeast wind of 6 at about 18 miles an hour and 90% humidity, with scattered showers. So that's our weather. We've had a pretty clear day here right where I'm at, just a few little pop-ups every now and then. On your trivia question, well, the way you worded it, I believe that the biggest hazard in a thunderstorm is lightning. But I think the biggest killer, especially in the last couple years of thunderstorms, or storms in general, are flooding. So that's my answers for your trivia. Sir, you have a great afternoon. You're doing a great job. We appreciate you. KI5WDM on the side.
All right. Very good there, Donald. The name here is Caleb Charlie Alpha Lima Echo Bravo. But I copied your 43 degrees, feels like 35, scattered showers, 18 mile per hour wind. And regarding the trivia, maybe I read it wrong, but it reads like this. What is the number one killer among thunderstorm hazards? So I believe your final guess was flooding, so I've got that down. So thank you, Donald, for the check-in. I appreciate it, and I hope to hear you again in the future. So I'll be clear with KI5WDM and go to KA5OUG. I believe that's Charles. Good evening to you, Charles. Did you have anything for the net?
Yes, sir. Good evening there to you, Caleb, and to the rest of the net. And thanks for doing it again tonight. And you do have the name right. It is Charles in Tulsa. And currently 48 degrees. I think they're predicting about 40 for an overnight low. That cold front moved down far enough to drop our temperature considerably. About midday, we were up about 70 degrees. And when the cold front came in, I did happen to get under one of the thunderstorms and had about a half inch of rain this afternoon. So definitely glad to get that. County and our county and several counties around are under a burn ban. And probably in the news, Oklahoma's had several wildfires over the last 10 days, 2 weeks also. So that's about it from here. Thanks much, and good night, and have a good week from K5OUG. To answer the question, didn't I? Answer to the question there, I would go with flooding on that, Caleb.
Okay, very good there, Charles. Thank you. I copy you're in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with 43 degrees, a low of 40, and 0.5 inches of rain recorded. And yeah, I copied your guess of flooding for the trivia. Thank you so much for that. And yeah, you have yourself a nice night there. And yeah, it's been a very strange late winter. I guess, yeah, it still is technically winter time here in the Midwest. It's kind of been there's been a huge range of temperatures. Just a couple days ago, yesterday, it was like 80 degrees, and yet the low was like in the 30s, and even today we had a low, I think, in the 40s, and it really hasn't gotten out of there. We did have a high of 62, but it's kind of just been in the lower side of that all day, so very, very strange. But either way, I guess warmer is a little better than extremely cold. So thank you so much, Charles. I'll be clear with KA5OUG and do one more call now. Are there any more check-ins from the Tulsa, Oklahoma area for the Skywarn Youth Net? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control. Okay, nothing else heard there. So unfortunately, the Huntsville, Alabama All-Star node is offline. So I can't exactly call the repeaters there, but I will just do a general call for check-ins from any and all hams in Huntsville, Alabama. So if you're there and you're coming in to our net somehow and you want to check in, please call now. So please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments, traffic, or I guess to tonight's trivia question, which is, what is the number one killer among thunderstorm hazards in the United States? Any check-ins from the Huntsville, Alabama area, please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control. One more call for any stations in the Huntsville, Alabama area. Please call now. Okay, nothing else heard. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams via the KE6PGN repeater at 447.82 MHz in Southern California. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments or any other traffic for the net. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youth Net.
KE6PGN, Kilo Echo 6, Papa Golf November, Rod in Fraser Park, where it's 58 degrees. We had a high of 69, and it's clear and just hot. Anyway, and my guess would be flooding. Back to you, KE6PGN.
All right, I acknowledge one station there, KE6PGN, Rod in Fraser Park, California. With 58 degrees, clear, a high of 69, and generally hot today, and I guess of flooding for the trivia. Thank you so much for that, Rod, and thanks for letting us use your repeater for our net. We really appreciate it. So I'll be clear with you and do one more call. Any other stations from the Los Angeles, California area, please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control. Okay, nothing else heard there. I'll now take check-ins for the stations in the Branson, Missouri, Tri-Lakes area on the following repeaters: 147.105, 443.55, and 224.1 MHz. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments or any other traffic for the net. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youth Net.
KJ6TQ, that is Kilo Juliet 6, Tango, Quebec, George in Branson, Missouri, and I do have traffic.
All right, we acknowledge KJ6TQ, George in Branson, Missouri, with traffic. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Caleb. This is George, KJ6TQ in Branson, Missouri, and we have 46 degrees, continuing the light rain falling. We're up to 15 hundredths of an inch in the past week, and all of that has actually fallen in the past few hours today. Other than that, prior to that, we've had a dry week here. And let's see, the high today, as you mentioned, was 62 and a low of 44 this morning. And yes, the continuous roller coaster continues with the temperatures and barometric pressure and everything else. You're doing a great job on the net, and that's all I have. Back to Net Control from KJ6TQ, George in Branson, Missouri.
All right, well, very good there, Dad. Thank you so much. I copied your current temperature of 46 degrees. High of 62 and low of 44 today, and now 0.15 inches of rain since it's still lightly raining. And funny, it's just the same as mine. That's so strange. I wonder why that is. So thank you so much, Dad, for checking in and giving that report. I really appreciate it. So I'll be clear with KJ6DQ and do one more call for anybody else in the Tri-Lakes areas wishing to check into the Skywarn Youth Net. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control. Okay, nothing else heard over there. I'll now take check-ins system-wide from any licensed amateur radio operators who have third parties wishing to check into the Skywarn Youth Net. We invite any third parties who have questions, want to talk about weather, or just want to say hello. We ask that the licensed operator give their call sign, wait for their turn, and then proceed with the third-party traffic, along with proper identification of their station before and after the third-party transmissions. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youth Net.
Alpha India 5, Quebec AI 5Q with third-party traffic, Jane.
Okay, well, very good. I acknowledge essentially two stations there. I copy AI 5Q, Jarris, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I guess I should say two check-ins. And then I acknowledge AI 5Q with third-party, Jane. So, Jarris, I'll throw it to you, and you can throw it to Jane whenever she's ready.
All right, good evening, Caleb, and everyone else on the net. We had a little bit of a sleet / hailstorm here today. Nothing too big. Didn't cause any damage. It just got kind of loud in the house and the shop. So a little bit of a rainstorm, not much, not a whole lot of accumulation. I don't have totals to give you right now. So anyway, here is third-party traffic, Jane.
Hi, Caleb. It's nice to talk to you again. I started studying for my ham radio license today, earlier, and I'm hoping to do more studying tonight.
Okay, well, very good there, Jarris. I copied the report of hail over there. I hope, yeah, that it was really nothing. And, yeah, hello to you, Jane. Well, that is exciting that you're studying for your license. That is wonderful. Soon enough, you will be able to check into this net with your own call sign. That will be awesome. But, yeah, just take it easy. It's a very simple test. Frankly, all you really need to do are memorize the answers. You don't need to know all the science behind it. If you want to, go ahead. It's pretty interesting stuff. In fact, it'll help you later on in science class when they ask you questions about electricity. It sure helped me. I pretty much knew every single answer in high school when they were doing science on electronics, so it was pretty exciting. But yeah, you enjoy that test, and I hope you get your license real soon. I'll throw it back to you.
I think I might be able to get it by April 10th. At the Green Country Ham Fest, I think I'll be able to because I'm really excited and I'm going to try and get fast working and...
Jane, I think I lost you there. I don't know if you unkeyed, but the last thing I heard was you were going to get your license at the Green County Ham Fest, I think. Go ahead. Huh, I'm not really sure what's happened here, but I've completely lost Jarris and Jane. So, Jarris AI5Q, if you can hear me, try again. I don't know if your radio died, but if not, I'll carry on and I'll try again later if you want.
AI5Q, hopefully I'm not doubling with you, Caleb. Yeah, sorry, I was connected to a different node, not direct into the RCWA hub. And that node changed positions on me, and I forgot it was going to do that. So Jane was just saying that she's hoping to study and get ready by April 10th so that she can do it at Green Country Ham Fest. That's all we had. I'll be clear of third-party traffic and back to net control unless you got something else for Jane. She's still here.
Okay, very good there, Jess. Yeah, thankfully I did not double with you, but sorry about that. Yeah, I heard her say about the upgrading over there at the Hamfest. And funny enough, that's actually where I upgraded my license to general. So it was a pretty, well, actually it was kind of a hard test because everybody in the room wouldn't stop talking, so I could barely focus. But either way, I did upgrade there, and actually a nice gentleman gave me, what do you call those things? Like a speaker mic, and one of those ones you can plug into your handy talkie and kind of lets you keep it on your belt, but you can pull it up and speak into it. So it was pretty nice Hamfest. So anyway, thank you so much, Jairus, for a third party Jane. Sorry about the disconnection there, but I got most of that. So all right, I'll be clear with AI5Q and AI5Q Jairus, or third party Jane, and I'll move on now. I'll now take final check-ins from any and all hams located anywhere, including any rechecks. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments, traffic, or a guess to tonight's trivia question, which is, once again, what is the number one killer among thunderstorm hazards in the United States? Any system-wide check-ins, including via Echolink, Allstar, DMR, and YSF. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn UseNet.
KO6GWR,
KK7DHB, Rod Zulu Hotel, Victor, John,
sorry,
in Grants Pass, Oregon. We've
got
52 degrees and cloudy. We had rain
thanks for doing
this,
Caleb,
throughout
and,
the day,
it's
but
85
we're
degrees here in Santa
done
Clarita,
with that now. And my
wind,
trivia question, yes, would be lightning.
It got pretty warm today.
Thank
and
you for doing the net.
The question, I'm pretty sure it's flash flooding, so that's my answer. Thanks again, and I'll be clear. Back to net control, KO6GWR.
Okay, let me stop right there because there was a double. I got most of both of you. I'll just need to go back to Rod. So first, I acknowledge KO6GWR Rod in Santa Clarita, California, with a guess of flooding for the trivia. I'll be right back for your weather. But I also acknowledge KK7ZHV John in Grants Pass, Oregon, with 52 degrees, cloudy, rainy, and a guess of lightning for the trivia. So thank you both for that. Rod, come back to me with your weather information, if you would, please.
KO6GWR, the weather here is 85 degrees, 5 mile an hour southwesterly wind. It's partially cloudy. Pretty nice day, so enjoying it today. Back to net control, Caleb. Thank you. KO6GWR.
Okay, thank you so much, Rod, for coming back. I copy your 85 degrees, wow, with partly cloudy and 5 mile per hour wind. And sheesh, I guess it's just a little warmer everywhere this quote-unquote winter time. So at least not up north anyway. So thank you both so much for checking into the net tonight. I appreciate you. And I'll be clear with those stations now and do one more call for any other final check-ins from anyone anywhere wishing to check into the Skywarn Ethernet, including rechecks. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control.
KF0IZP, Kilo Foxtrot Zero, India Zulu Papa, Jake, mobile from Hollister to Branson, Missouri. Right now it's 46 degrees and raining. And I would say for the trivia answer would be lightning.
Okay, I acknowledge one station there, KF0IZP. Jake, mobile coming to Branson with 46 degrees, raining, and a guess of lightning for the trivia. Well, Jake, yeah, I imagine we're experiencing pretty much the exact same weather since I live here in Branson. So stay safe driving there in the rain. But thank you so much for checking into the Skywarn UseNet tonight. We're here every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Central Time. If you'd like to join us again in the future, we would certainly appreciate your support. And for more information about our net, you can check out our website, which is skywarnyouth.net, just like the name of the net here. So I'll be clear with you now and do another call. Are there any other final check-ins from anyone anywhere, including any rechecks, before we close the net? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn UseNet.
This is Kilo Mike 7, Delta X-ray X-ray, in mobile in Medford, Oregon. The weather is overcast and raining, about 55 degrees.
All right, I acknowledge one station there, KM7DXX in Medford, Oregon, with 55 degrees, overcast, and raining. Thank you so much for the check-in. Can I get your name for the log and anything else you have for the net?
Yeah, my name is Jordan, and I have nothing else.
Okay, very good there, Jordan. Thank you so much for the check-in. I appreciate you. All right, I'll be clear with you now and do one more call for final check-ins from anyone anywhere, including any rechecks before we close the net. And one more time for anybody who's missed it, here is our trivia question for tonight. What is the number one killer among thunderstorm hazards in the United States? Any more final check-ins from anyone anywhere, please call now. Okay, not hearing any more. I do see on my dashboard that I have an AK0A in Topeka, Kansas. Good evening there. If you are there and want to check in, please call now. This is KE0FOE, net control. Okay, negative copy there. One last call. Any other final check-ins from anyone anywhere before we close the net? Please call now. Okay, nothing else heard. All right, so before we close the net, allow me to go over the trivia one last time and reveal the answer. So here was the question. What is the number one killer among thunderstorm hazards in the United States? And the answer is flooding. So the number one thunderstorm killer in the United States is flash flooding. Flash flooding from thunderstorms kills about 140 people per year in the United States. This is more than lightning and tornadoes combined. So yeah, I guess I actually managed to stump a lot of you guys, but thank you all so much for giving a good guess. I appreciate it. If you are interested in learning more about severe weather safety, visit our website, skywarnyouth.net, and click on the Safety tab. And to learn more about how to protect yourself and your family during a weather emergency, visit ready.gov. That's ready.gov. And congratulations to the folks who got the answer right, WD0REW Drew, KI5WDM Donald, KA5OUG Charles, KE6PGN Rod, KK7ZHV John, and KO6GWR Rod. A standby for more. KE0FOE continuing. I want to thank all young hams and their families, along with all other amateur radio operators, for participating in tonight's Skywarn Youthnet. Young hams are the future of this hobby, and we encourage you to get involved, to get it on the air and talk, and to invite your friends to become hams as well. We also encourage you to learn more about Skywarn activities and about weather. Please join us again next Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m. Central Time, or Monday at 0030 UTC as we spring forward into daylight savings time. Information about the Skywarn Youthnet is available online on our website, skywarnyouth.net, as well as information about our upcoming severe weather event, November 0 Alpha and 0A, which will take place March 15th through March 29th, in an effort to encourage hams throughout the U.S. and around the world to learn about severe weather awareness. If you can't operate us on HF, please do check in with us on the nets, which will take place March 15th, March 22nd, and March 29th. Every check-in we receive will be counted towards our N0A special event log. And of course, there's a blurb about it on our website, skywarnyouth.net. This is KE0FOE, net control, returning all participating repeaters and VOIP nodes back to normal use. 73 and good night from Caleb, KE0FOE, in Branson, Missouri.